Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
I'm not allowed to talk about music. I'm not allowed to talk about music. I'm not allowed to talk about my music even, I don't think. And I don't think they want me to talk about music either. God, what am I supposed to talk about? What should I do? Tell jokes or something? I don't know. I might be a clown, but I'm not a comedian. What is there to talk about? What is there to talk about when you don't talk about music? Yeah, what is it you talk about when you don't talk about music? Well, I talk about lots of things, but that question, what do you talk about when you don't talk about music, immediately reminds me of the Murakami title, What I Talk About When I Talk About Running. Yeah, Murakami, the Japanese novelist, of course. Lovely title, What I Talk About When I Talk About Running. But I haven't read the book. I haven't read that one. I've read pretty much everything else he wrote, and it's quite strange, actually, because I don't like any kind of sci-fi stuff. I really don't like sci-fi as a genre, both as film or as books, with just a couple of exceptions. And I suppose this guy isn't always sci-fi. Rubbish, what the hell am I talking about? What do I do when I'm not talking about music? Well, actually, I bitch a lot. I bitch an awful lot. I wish I didn't bitch as much as I do. And the thing is, I don't even bitch about interesting things. I bitch about mundane things like why I can't open plastic packages anymore. I mean, is that a middle-aged man thing, or is it the plastic that's actually tougher these days? I don't know. I bitch about things like that. I bitch about politics, and hey, I'm British. British politics, there's a lot to bitch about at the moment, but I really am not going to go there because that's really ephemeral. Ah, and that's quite interesting, actually, because if I talk about ephemerality and I talk about politics and I start thinking about religion, because religion is another thing I really, really often bitch about. And of course, then when you're asked to do something like this, to talk about something that's important to you, you start reflecting. And certainly one of the things I talk about and one of the things I bitch about an awful lot is Christianity. Now, I don't want to offend anyone here, but I'm really, really anti-Christianity. I grew up in a quite oppressive religion, I would say, and I felt a lot of pressure from my family to keep attending these religious gatherings, and I just found them to be absolutely stupid. I won't even mention the name of the religion, but it was a Christian religion, and it just seemed to be anti-human and extremely, extremely stupid. And so when I bitch about Christianity, and I think I mean things like all of the brutality, all of the horrible figures you see around. I mean, you can be sitting in a restaurant in the Alps somewhere, and there's a guy behind you. Well, it's just a wooden figure, but it's a guy undergoing the most horrible torture, and there's blood dripping from his wounds. And you're supposed to sit there and find this normal? You're supposed to sit there and not be disgusted by this thing? I mean, it's a death cult, for God's sake. I mean, if I were to hang a woman on the wall with, I don't know, with a knife in her back or a knife in her chest or something, I'd probably be carted away, and rightfully so. That's not something you should have to look at. That's really, really questionable. But anyway, again, I'm starting to bitch again. Thank you. not, of course, no one could know this, but I know that I'm referring here to Nietzsche. He gave me a voice to my refusal and my exit from the Christian religion. And when I come to travel, and I travel particularly in Buddhist lands, it really comes home to me again how much Christianity is a death cult. I remember once returning from Southeast Asia, I think it was probably Thailand, and returned to Europe and immediately had to go to Italy to do a concert. And I went literally from temples of smiling Buddhas into beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Christian Catholic churches in Italy, but full of the most repulsive torture scenes. When you make a journey like that, as modern day life with aeroplanes allows you to do in just a couple of days or even one day, it really hits home how much Christianity is a death cult. And as I say, Nietzsche really gave voice to my feelings, which I think at the age of, say, 18, when I started to read him, didn't really have a formed voice at all. And I'm thinking about books such as The Antichrist, for instance, The Guilt Sacrifice. This is quoting Nietzsche now. The Guilt Sacrifice, and that in its most repulsive, barbaric form, the sacrifice of the innocent man for the sins of the guilty. What atrocious paganism. Yeah, Frederick. Yeah, absolutely. That is atrocious paganism, something we should leave behind. Here's another one from the same book. Salvation of the soul. In plain words, the world revolves around me. That's a great one. Yeah, it's all about me. The salvation of the soul. I have to continue. There's no way I could possibly die. Another quotation from Nietzsche, a little bit longer. The demand that one ought to believe that fundamentally everything is in the best hands, that a book, the Bible, will set one's mind finally at rest as to divine governance and wisdom in the destiny of mankind, is translated back into reality, the will to suppress the truth as to the pitiable opposite of this, namely that hitherto mankind has been in the worst hands, that it has been directed by the underprivileged, the cunningly revengeful, the so-called saints. Well, fantastic. This guy rages. No one rants and rages as well as Nietzsche, especially when he was getting towards the end of his, well, what you might call his sane period, before it became obvious that he was no longer sane, when he got up from that cafe seat in Turin, I believe it was, and protested against the flogging of that horse, if I remember that story correctly. Yeah, okay, maybe he was insane then, but what drove him insane? So what else have I got to talk about when I talk about things other than music? I don't know. Being foreign and being a foreigner. I've already talked about returning from Thailand and being confronted with images of torture in Christian churches. I really enjoyed being a foreigner. I think I do enjoy being a foreigner more than being at home, because when I'm at home, it reminds me that I'm really not at home there. And there are some things, of course, that you can't escape connecting with your very essence, things from childhood. But essentially, I don't feel at home in Britain amongst fellow Britons, especially when it comes to politics. And I know there are people on different sides, but the exceptionalism of the British mentality in particular at the moment is amplified through the politics, and I find it to be rather repulsive. I prefer being a foreigner. And for instance, certain experiences I've had being a foreigner, being in a foreign country, really resonate with me. I remember, for instance, once taking a bus from Vietnam over the border into Cambodia, returning to Cambodia, actually, and changing buses in Phnom Penh and then taking a bus directly south of Phnom Penh to the coast. And the bus stopped in the jungle, but on a plateau quite high in the jungle, stopped for a rest break, for a meal and stuff. And I remember just sitting there, and there was really not much around apart from this place to eat. And I was surrounded by people from Cambodia, Khmer, speaking Khmer. And I felt wonderfully liberated because there really was absolutely no one around that was speaking or probably could speak English. And I felt somehow a joy in my isolation. Christmas in the Chianti Mountains in 1990, and on Christmas Day I went down the mountain a little bit because I was staying in a house in near a village but not actually in the village, and I went down to the village and went into the bar, and I walked in and the whole place was alive, it was bright and everyone was dressed up really well, and of course it was just Italians in there, and they were all having a great time. And then this thing from the dark, me, walks in through the door, and it's like in those films when all of a sudden everyone stops talking and turns around. You know the kind of scene I'm talking about. Usually it's when some kind of warrior walks in. Well, I wasn't a warrior, but I was probably a weirdo. I had a long coat and I had long hair, and I probably hadn't shaved for a while, but I walked in and the whole place went quiet. And yeah, I felt really, really foreign then, but that made me feel really not welcome and out of place. It wasn't a liberating loneliness. It was more a loneliness made stark, made real by fellow humans' reaction.
You listen to Michael Edwards. This episode was released on the 6th December 2022. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.